back to U Sports Friday. We're joined by Fred Eng for the National Alliance for U Sports, the founder and director, and also John Neighbor, former Olympic swimming champion and somebody who works with the Positive Coaching Alliance and Jim Thompson out there in California. Here's a quote from Character Counts, another top program, from Michael Josephson about the challenge ahead for trying to turn this around, for trying to get the level and consistency of coaching for kids at a young age at a higher level.
And some of the difficulty. Youth sports is delivered in a very fragmented way. Even when you're dealing with the Little League or the American Youth Soccer Organization or Pop Warner, it's one thing to try to deal at the top level and try to make policies as to what they'll do, but they depend entirely on volunteers and entirely on transitory people often, and so to have any kind of consistency is very difficult. That means very often that a program in any individual community is far more likely to reflect the personal disposition of whoever is in charge, that volunteer, than it is some more thought-out kind of philosophy. So
there's Michael Josephson, and Fred, you're well aware of it. John, you're well aware of it. You know, we are in a democracy. We can't legislate parents doing this. We can't legislate, but there is a movement to improve the level of training around the country. What do you think we can do to make it more consistent? Let's first start with Fred.
Well, first of all, the question, Nick, is what we're talking about in this incident, is this something new? No, it isn't something new. As you know that I've been around now, this is our 25th anniversary, and I founded this organization based on these kind of incidents. The thing that's new about it is to rehear something in Corpus Christi, Texas, probably 2 hours after it happened. Why? Because everybody has a video camera today. We got cell phones, we have the internet, so we know about these situations. The amazing thing about it is for 25 years I've been out here preaching, creating educational programs with 3,000 chapters across the country. Is anybody listening? No, because you heard what the previous guy said there, Josephson. It's almost a justification that, hey, we have to have volunteers, and at that level, they can basically do whatever they want. That's the problem. The people that create the problem is us. We, the taxpayers. You look at every community across America, and you'll see ball fields. We ride by them and say, isn't that nice? The Parks and Recreation Department built those facilities for baseball and football and et cetera. And yet the Parks and Rec departments, their hands are tied because the good old boy system allows for Al Jackson to come in, and Al Jackson, all due respects to plumbers, my son-in-law is a plumber, all due respects to that, he runs the youth football league for probably 800 kids. No wonder we have the problem. Nobody's held accountable. Nobody says that you cannot have these facilities unless you go through orientation, and we're going to hold you and your league accountable. Nobody does that except a few organizations across America. And until
John Neighbor,
they do,
what about,
it's over.
What about insurance companies and the incentive that they could provide by saying, we will give you a better insurance rate for U Sports if you take these steps, if you show that you are making the commitment at a deeper level to be preventative medicine? You hear it all the time, that if we could only get insurance companies to value preventative acts so that the larger issues and the larger expenses never take place.
You know, Nick, I'm going to ask you if you're willing to at least entertain a completely contradictory thought. I don't think
Sure.
we need more supervision. I think we need less. I look at the videotape of a bunch of 4- and 5-year-olds wearing helmets and pads running around, and their coaches yelling at them, telling them where to stand. When I was 4 and 5, I used to play pickup ball, and there wasn't an adult in sight. And the play, the fun that was to be had, was something that we had to generate ourselves. Now I see parents on the sidelines who are really using this developmental period to hopefully get their kids a scholarship, the cover of a Wheaties box, and a professional contract. And I think that's one of the main problems, is that there's so much emphasis placed on the performance itself, not on the learning and the opportunity to enjoy yourself, the fun that's involved. I think that an insurance company would be wise to say, you know what, let's just leave the adults out of it. Let the kids play. You know, and I think there's some thought worth considering there.
Nick, let me just
jump in here for a second. I talked to the coaches at KU, the women's team, and they said when they asked the players to practice on their own in the off season, they found that the players almost uniformly didn't know how to do that. They had never had unscheduled, unsupervised time. They had never learned to develop their own schemes, their own practice philosophy, their own discipline as well. So I agree to some degree that in addition to the formal games themselves, that we have to also create some mechanism where kids learn to think for themselves. The problem is, of course, at 5 and 6 years of age, you worry, and parents worry sometimes unnecessarily. But parents worry, of course, my kid doesn't know how to think for him or herself, so, you know, I need to be there.
I think parents worry that my kid won't learn to play the way I taught him if I'm not there to encourage him. And I think that's putting the excellence of the play ahead of the learning curve of the child.
Nick, let me go back to a point that you made before.
Sure.
About insurance. We did that probably 15 years ago with that same idea, saying go to an insurance company and they'll give all these leagues a discount. Well, guess what? It doesn't work because the leagues really didn't care about that. The problem goes much, much deeper. What John is talking about is what anybody would call, now that's common sense. Why do we have to have adult control for these 5 and 6 year old and 8 and 9 year old kids who only come out for the social reason for it? John, you may be interested to know that through all of my frustration of all of this, we have now gone internationally where now we have a program called Game On Youth Sports in Africa, Mexico, in Asia, and soon to be in Europe. And it's based on what you just said. Give the kids the opportunity to learn the basic skills of catching, throwing, kicking, hitting, and then let them go out and play on their own and enjoy sports and be creative. That's what we need to do. And ironically, when that's a success, we'll bring it back to the U.S. and say, look, it works everywhere in the world except here.
You know, here's an interesting analogy for me. With all the technology that we have in this country, you know where you get the best phone signals? You get it in Europe because there was not all this interference from all the things that had been set up before. I remember being in Italy on the Amalfi Coast, steep cliffs, mountains around everywhere, thinking, how on earth can I get a perfect cell phone signal? And it's because they could start from scratch and build something that was clean and consistent. And by conversely, here in this country, with all the technology and the modernity, all of the leadership we think we have had to work through all of these other slightly outmoded systems, and you, I'm sure, have all experienced having call drop-offs, etc. It's almost as if sometimes we have to start from scratch. What do you think about that, John Neighbor?
Well, I don't know if you have to start from scratch just because you have to start from scratch, but I do think that we ought to not feel that what's existing is automatically better than what we can do otherwise. And common sense, I think, is a keynote here. I think you have to just say, wait a minute. What do I want my child, as a five-year-old, to get out of the next 3 hours of Sunday afternoon? And it's not mastering the ball-handling skills. It's mastering interpersonal relationships and those other skills that I talked about earlier. And now we measure, are they, in fact, learning that? And are they having fun? If the kids come home from, I love the story of the two little peewee soccer leagues, and they played 3 hours to a 0-0 tie, and everybody felt like they'd won. Hey, we all win. You know, that's kind of a pleasant thing. And they ran around and had fun and were social, and they got to have their juice box, and more power to them. But to make the victory of the game or the mastery of the athletic skill ultimate or penultimate to the personal development, that's where common sense tells me that the train's gone off the tracks.
But and when you have unscheduled time, one of the other things, as you are talking about, is it's not just the practice time itself. It's that you go out to that field, and sometimes there has to be some effort to make sure it's supervised. I understand sometimes there's a safety security issue. But most of the time, they are missing the opportunity to learn how to relate to other people. Like you said, social skills, to be able to get to know people that are not like them. And if we miss that opportunity, kids are not getting a building block that will serve them the rest of their lives.
You know what we talked about, John, before? You mentioned about doing it the right way, which is common sense. Let's do that for our kids. I'll never forget a long time ago picking up Newsweek magazine. The back, the famous baseball pitcher Robin Roberts wrote an article that stunned me. It says, strike out Little League. And I thought, oh, my God, there's somebody out there that believes like I do. And I read through the whole article, and I said, this is it. America could read this, because it said basically that parents are emotionally immature and they can't handle it. And today, parents are emotionally immature and they can't handle it. But we've got the old open the barn door, let the horses out. Now we're trying to bring them back in. We can't bring them back in. We've created Little League and Pop Warner and all of this structure out there. Parents are accustomed to it. They want their kid at 5 years, 6 years old to be the star of the team. That's the problem.
Guys, we're going to go to a break, and when we come back, let's focus on what the listener out there, so many parents that listen to this show, want to know what they can do. What are the actions that the parents can do for coaches, for administrators, and what they can do to make sure that they actually leave time for the kids to learn some of these lessons themselves so they really stick. We'll be right back. You're listening to Head Games on the Sports Byline Network and Sirius Channel 122.